You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
To stand up for news, it's me, Mac James, Esther Lyne. I'm here with my co-host, Christopher, the artist known as Christopher Wright, the Starlight Collector. Stand up for news. Guess who's back on the show?
Oh.
Scott Patrick is back. The man on the street is here with us. He's off the streets, baby. Hey, over here is Ernie, stand-up comedian Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and there's Dawn. Hey, Dawn.
Hi.
We love you. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you. When you stand up, too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
Yeah, clap, clap.
Yeah! Hey, where'd Rachel go, huh? All right,
you mean Ernie.
Ernie,
woo! Yeah.
Thanks there, Bobby. Thanks for always being there for us, buddy.
For real, thanks
Except
so much.
Except when that Santa Claus guy was here. We didn't like him that much. Scott, welcome back. You got something to talk about
it's
with
great
us today?
To be here. Yeah, sure. First, we were supposed to get a call in from Tommy Chong. That's supposed to be really amazing.
I know. I'm so excited for this.
We are, I guess, aren't we?
Yeah. I did bring some stand up for news, too, while I was here.
Well, here's the thing about that, kids. Hey, Tommy canceled on us this morning.
What?
Yeah, he canceled. He rescheduled for the 24th, you guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. What? You're just telling us now.
I'm just telling you now.
Yeah. Oh, is this like an April Fool's prank or something?
No,
like,
man. He had to shoot some stuff, and he got... They said it was going to go too long to call in.
Wait, so. What did he have to shoot? Was it like
a movie thing?
Oh, okay. I thought it was like this old man's going out hunting.
Yeah,
huh?
He's
okay.
Shoot some deers.
It's not an Alec Baldwin type scenario.
Right.
We're just going to do whatever. I didn't prepare anything because it was all Tommy Chong stuff, and he's my hero, my favorite movie.
I saw when I was eight
years old the first time. My dad always listened to his records and 8-tracks and tapes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I always listened to him. My dad never even smoked ganja or anything, you know. He never drank at all, never smoked. But he just loved Tommy Chong. And Cheech and Chong. So, Corsican Brothers was my favorite movie, and it's got nothing to do with Token Down, you know, but it's just like a Spanish
acquisition?
During that time, you know, back in the, during the conquistador eras.
Right.
So it's, and Tommy wrote and directed it and produced it, and
oh, wow.
That was my favorite one. I didn't even know that until I looked it up when I was watching it the other day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Scott, you said you did bring some news for us, huh?
Yeah, I did bring some news. But before I start with that, I'd like to do a quote, actually, by Tommy Chong that I found the other day that I thought was awesome. He said, "You can take our stuff two ways. Either you get it or you don't." I thought that was a great way to you know, look forward to his comedy.
Yeah, because they really ultimately were like stage actors. Like, you know, you always see the stuff they did. They were like into, you know, really like stage comedy and stuff, like really putting on a whole production. So, yeah, it's like either get it or you don't. Yeah, for real.
You know, just to really put it out there and not worrying about what everyone else thinks.
Right.
Well, I grew up with him in like the 80s, and he's been around a long time. He's 83. He's my dad's age. So, I didn't smoke weed or do grass, cannabis, what I like to call it, when I was a little 8-year-old kid, you know. So, I just thought it was funny because he is funny, no matter what they're into. Those guys are just hilariously talented guys, you know.
Yeah, for sure. So, I found a story here that there was a daredevil that walked a slack line between hot air balloons to break a world record.
Wow.
Yeah, he walked the slack line over 6,000 feet in the air, which is the highest it's ever been done, which makes sense because I'd have to be the highest I've ever been to do that as well.
Indeed. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
A mile up slack line between two hot air balloons.
Yeah, and then
there was
a Florida woman who went skydiving for 100th birthday the other day, which is crazy, you know, 100th birthday. But unfortunately, nobody told her that the adult diapers, depends, they turn into definitelys when you get that high.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
100-year-old skydiving.
Can you believe that?
Jesus. My great-grandmother almost had a heart attack when we threw her a surprise birthday party for her 100th birthday. I can only imagine what throwing her out of an airplane would have done.
Did you hear about Roe versus Wade, Scott? They're trying to overturn Roe versus Wade or something. It's kind of like a distraction, if you ask me, but maybe not. You might be wanting to start investing your money into coat hangers, you know.
Oh, yeah?
The metal kind.
The metal kind, yeah. The plastic ones apparently don't bend too much, right?
They break off in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah, there's actually, I saw there was a 2,000-year-old Roman bust that was bought at a Texas Goodwill for $35, $34.99. I mean, a 2,000-year-old head. I realized, you know, that's, you know, for a head for under $35, that's a real act of goodwill, if you ask me.
Oh, my Lord.
I knew this lady that was so liberal. She's really against this reversing Roe versus Wade. She's so liberal that she just went and had an abortion, got pregnant, had an abortion just to say she could. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. That's crazy. And she's a lesbian.
Oh, my God. That's, like, even more, it's even more crazy. Are you kidding?
Yeah. So there was another Florida story where a woman recorded a coyote being chased by an otter. Which is, yeah, you know, you'd think that the otter had big balls, but they underestimate the strength of an otter box.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I came up with a few stories this morning. I had this weird thought that what if he didn't show up? How fearful that would be if I didn't have something.
Yeah.
I think it's probably time I announced that this is my last day, you guys.
What? Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. What? James,
it's my
no.
last day.
Last day? Like, what do you mean? Like, at work or on Stand Up for News? What do
no,
you mean?
No, no. My last day on the planet Earth.
What? No. Yeah. No, James, you're my friend. Come on. No, don't do that.
No, it's cool. Because from now on, I'm just going to inhabit Uranus.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna...
You mean like the planet, right?
Yeah, I'm going to build an underground comedy club. And maybe we'll have a radio station there, too.
The seventh planet of the solar system.
It makes more sense that they called hemorrhoids asteroids then, right? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Just a thought.
Oh, my Lord. You guys are too much.
Yeah. Do you want to inhabit Uranus?
It'd be kind of cool. I hear they have some pretty intense methane clouds out there. It's it's quite a gas.
Hey, this episode's definitely brought to you by Leverox, you guys. Yeah, come on down and visit me. I'm the bartender there, you guys. I'll take good care of you. Try the Hush Puppies. Have you fellers had them? Have you had the Hush Puppies?
I had the Hush Puppies one time. They're amazing.
Rachel, you had the Hush Puppies? She's not even coming in here. What's going on with that?
Yeah.
Get in here, Ernie. Anyway, they're delicious, you know. There's a secret recipe to making them, though. Have you guys heard about that?
I haven't.
You want me to tell? Okay.
Yeah, with the Leverox secret recipe.
It's a secret, but I'll tell you guys. All right.
Man, it's a secret, everybody.
Out back, there's a little puppy pen full of puppies. And I just go back there when somebody orders one, and I grab the loudest little puppy. And it's like, ruff, ruff, ruff. And I snap its little puppy neck. And then we take him into the kitchen. And we take them and we deep fry them. You know, we take a melon baller and scoop them up and then we throw them in the deep fryer. We season them and we plate them and we serve them to you fine folks at Leverox. Come on down to Leverox and try my Hush Puppies, you guys.
Yeah, definitely do that. You know, I don't know if you heard this, but Tropicana actually came out with a cereal for orange juice.
What? You know? Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard of this. I heard of this.
Sounds good.
Supposedly, yeah, they want to, like, get rid of, like, milk and, yeah, they want to replace it with orange juice. But, what?
Yummy.
Yeah, it's no Pulp Fiction, for sure. But, you know, but I guess it makes it a lot less awkward to, you know, add vodka to your morning breakfast.
Nice. Right.
Yeah.
He's coming swinging out in this one. Good job bringing the heat.
May as well,
standing up for the news, man.
Yeah. Right? You may as well throw some champagne in there while you're at. Have a nice mimosa cereal breakfast. Like, that sounds like a good way to start the day to me. I don't know.
Definitely.
Perfect brunch. Mimosa cereal. Mimosa cereal. That's got a ring to it. I like that. Mimosa cereal.
Halloween cereal, maybe, too.
You know how, like, when you say something, like, it, like, feels good in your mouth? It's like mimosa cereal or, like, globule. It's just something about those words. Or they like, feel good to say.
Globule.
Yeah, my dad always was like, globule. I'm like, yeah, you know, yeah. He was always like, it feels like you use, like, every part of your mouth to say that word. And it got me thinking, like, what other words are like that? And I don't know. That was my upbringing. That's why I'm as weird as I am.
Toe-to-so. Hey, man, you said something funny that you don't hear people say. He goes, they weren't the wiser in this conversation we had. People say that.
Yeah, no. They weren't the wiser. Nobody was the wiser.
That's that word you just used. What'd you call it? Globule.
Globule.
We just enhanced.
I'm learning here on Stand Up for News.
Google search just increased for globule right now.
Yeah. Hope so.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, did you hear about this war thing going on?
Over in Ukraine?
Yeah, Ukraine. Did you know that the Ukraine president, Vladimir Zelensky, or whatever his name is, Vladimir Zelensky.
Vladimir Zelensky.
Yeah, the president guy. He used to be a successful stand-up comedian.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's awesome, right? Yeah, I bet if his archenemy Vladimir Putin were a successful stand-up comedian guy, he'd probably still bomb.
Yeah.
That joke kills in Ukraine.
Dang.
Yeah.
Dang.
What'd you bring us?
So I got this other story here where there was a bear that chased down a couple and their dog in front of their Florida home. You know, it was just chasing the dog. But I guess given the barks, it must have been a root beer.
Oh my God! Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. My, yeah, barks. Yeah,
they can't all hit.
That was a slow burner or something. I don't know. What would you say? That was it took a second to build.
I brought some funny more stuff for you. You couldn't read this, I bet. But I got cue cards too. But Johnny Depp said his wife took a Duke on his bed. Did you hear about that, dude?
Oh yeah, I heard that.
If she did that at my house, my dog would have just ate it. I never would have found it.
Oh my Lord.
He needs to get rid of the cat.
The poop
get
herd. Dog. The poop herd around the world.
I'm pretty sure she's changing her middle name to Forget Whatcha. Forget Whatcha Heard.
Dang.
Top, baby.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Oh, I got something for that. Yeah, hang on. I forgot to bring it out to.
Yes! Yes!
Go. That's the stand up for news whistle joke of the day. Oh, here's a funny thing. Supreme Court Justice, that's the wrong one. You got another one?
Yeah,
I'll let you go ahead.
Actually, there was hospital workers in Texas. They rescued baby raccoons next to a storm drain. Yeah, I thought that was a cool story. But, you know, in other news, three people died in the local hospital while left unattended by the nursing staff. They saved those raccoons.
I like how positive we all are. Bobby, you're a super positive guy, right? Yeah, Chris is always positive. Never negative. Yeah, and we never whine and we never bitch, you know. I said it again. I said it last week.
Yeah.
No, I said the S word last week. Well, that's not really a bad word in this particular moment. Yeah, I never whine or bitch. Do you even know the difference, though, between whining and bitching?
No, what's the difference?
Nobody offers me any cheese with my bitch. And she's a chihuahua, a Pomeranian chihuahua named Pretty Princess Cutie Face. So that makes it okay to say that word on the radio.
So it's true.
We're pushing the edge.
We're doing our comedic duty.
The FCC won't let duty.
I saw the story.
Up top.
I saw the story where China is building a space defense system to stop any wanted visitors or meteorites that are coming.
Hmm.
You know, the Chinese people were shocked by this technological advancement, wondering if their government is so advanced, why they're still eating bats.
Fair enough.
Maybe they taste good. I've never had bat yet.
I heard it tastes like a chicken of the tree.
Yeah.
You're stealing Scott's joke.
I did. I had to. It was right there.
It's a great joke.
It's a great joke.
I appreciate it.
I mean, it probably does. You know, a lot of just meat tastes like chicken, apparently. It's just sort of like the generic meat flavor.
All right. Well, here's a segment we were going to do. We started last week called Story Time. And now I'm going to ask Chris first, and then we'll go around the table, and we're all going to tell a story, and I'm going to choose the question. Chris, tell me, what is your favorite open mic that you've ever hosted? Not the particular night, but the place.
Mm.
And why, please.
Favorite place I ever hosted? Let me think. There's a small handful of places I've hosted at. It was Dharma Kava Lounge was really nice. That was really my first open mic gig ever. That was a good experience, a good warming up for it. But geez, that's a good one. Let's see. There was Ocha. There's Dharma. There's Java Kava. I feel like there's one I'm forgetting about.
That one?
Yeah. But Steep Station. Yeah, I would say probably Steep Station. You know, the one downtown. Not that I don't like the other mics, but they have like a professional PA and sound system, so it allows me to like really fine tune people's sounds, and like I can mix bands together really easy and add cool effects to people. Plus, they have really great lights and just the ambiance of the place. It's
never too
hot.
Was that place rocking last night or what,
dude? It was amazing. Yeah,
we had
jam night last night, and we had like five or six people jamming. We had the whole place full of music, full of people. It's that's probably my favorite mic that we do, just because so many interesting different people than, like, you know, the same regulars show up, you know, so you get to see a nice, like, different variety. And
I featured there once, but I haven't been able to get there because I got family night on Sundays, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah, so I'd say probably Steep Station, either Steep Station or Dharmakaba Lounge, just because both were really professional and just had really nice stages and just a great setup and just really good atmosphere. So, but yeah, probably Steep Station these days, I'd say.
Right on.
Yeah.
And now, Scott Patrick.
All right.
It's your turn for a question. Where's your favorite mic to perform in all of Tampa Bay area?
Favorite open mic?
It could be alive or dead, or show a place to perform, basically.
I would say probably Divine's.
Divine's awesome. Yeah. I've always done good there.
Divine's is incredible, incredible
Matt
mic.
Matt Fernandez's birthday today, too, Martin by the way. Happy birthday, hey, Matt Fernandez. Yeah, he's been killing that room for, I don't know, how many, 5 years that I've been doing it in plus.
I've always loved Divine,
maybe longer.
Yeah, there's always a lot of people in there, and the comedians are real nice in there, and it's a real strong place to go.
Oh, the staff is awesome there, dude. I'm like, hey, I'm good.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. And then I try to get a water. That's all I want, you know, and they're like, oh, it's on the house.
Yeah, but if you're going to go there, you should go there, get a little early because there's not an incredible amount of parking.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you are going to go attend, I would definitely head in there a little earlier, make sure you get a spot. But yeah, Divine's, I believe that's in Palm Harbor. Divine's Brewery.
Yeah, it's a little up there, but it's a good spot. I've been there once or twice. They I think they used to have a jam night there on Tuesdays or something. I think that's what originally took me out there. It was something like that. It was some like Divine Brewing Jam or something.
Well, they're every Wednesday night. If you guys want to go out and check the best comics in town, everybody likes to perform there.
Nice.
The crowds make it nice. The host is awesome.
Yeah.
Your turn to ask me a question, gentlemen. Fire one out.
What was the what was the worst bomb, or like what was like the worst set that you remember performing? Just, you know, everyone has their worst set that they remember is like, oh man, don't ever do that again, you know. Can you remember
what
that moment was?
Well, I did it again, but it was definitely the worst. I put this plastic panda bear mask on and I dressed up like a gay guy. I had this flamboyant shiny dragon coat that I wore, and then I go on stage and I told strictly gay panda jokes. And his name's 5 minutes I did at Coconuts, telling strictly gay panda bear jokes for 5 minutes, and not a single laugh. Like, they weren't playing with their phones. They were staring at me the whole time.
Wow.
Like, they couldn't believe what they were watching. And not a laugh, not a groan, not a boo.
Nothing.
Not even a clap when I got done.
Wow. Just
he's like, give it up for him. And nobody did.
Wow. Just
his name's Bentong Z, the gay stand-up panda bear. Yeah, he talks like this. My name's Ben Tongzy. Yeah. I did it on Facebook Live, and like my friend laughed the whole time, she said, because it was so nobody was laughing.
Yeah.
She laughed because nobody was laughing. Just waiting for a pause for a laugh. No, okay.
I'm
Ben Tongzy.
That's
painful. I'm a gay stand-up panda bear, Scott. One time I hooked up with a crazy polar bear. Yeah. It wasn't gay like me. It was only bipolar.
That's
like that one, Bobby.
Awesome.
He likes that one. Good.
Dang, I should have been there in the audience. I thought that, I mean, that's some good stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, let's move on to wishful thoughts. And wishful thoughts is our thing you were talking about doing, right?
I was
hopeful thoughts, right?
Hopeful thoughts.
It's called hopeful thoughts. We need a little jingle for it. Mm. We're doing hopeful thoughts. My hopeful thoughts theme for today is Rick Scott. I hope that Rick Scott does get his face on the Punisher's chest for the new Punisher symbol, because that would be so frightening compared to just a regular skull.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Wait, he said he wanted his skull to be replaced with the Punisher skull?
The Punisher skull is getting replaced by Disney. And I say they should, hopefully, for Rick Scott, that it gets to be his face instead, because it's a scary-looking skull head, because he's Senator Skeletor, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so your turn, Rick Scott.
Let's see, what hopeful thoughts. I hope that one day Rick Scott ends up... We're talking about Rick Scott, right?
Yeah.
I hope that one day that Rick Scott... winds up encountering a post-pubescent wizard child and ultimately becomes defeated, and we're rid of the scourge of Rick Scott. I'm sorry, Voldemort. Oh, yeah. Wait, was I talking about Harry Potter? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's my hopeful thought.
Yeah. And for Scott, Patrick, what do you think about Rick Scott?
Yeah, Rick Scott, what I hope for him is I hope the next time he steps on a broken Lego that I'm there to witness it.
Nice, nice.
Oh, man. So, Chris, will you tell us about where you're going to be this week and play us a little jingle? Can you play Guns N' Roses on that sweet guitar? Where'd you get that sweet guitar, by the way?
I believe a near and dear friend of the Stand Up For News show gave it to me a while back. It's a lovely little guitar, a little three-quarter size acoustic. But right? Unfortunately, no, I don't know any Guns N' Roses tunes. I'll have to pick some up next time. I actually am trying to think of what I'm even going to play. But before I get into it, I'll tell you where I'm at this week. Let's see. Today is Tuesday, so it's off for right now. We're looking at getting a couple new rooms. We're looking at possibly Slice and the Blue Parrot. So we haven't had dates locked in, but that'll probably be earlier in the week. This Friday.
The other one's kind of top secret, though.
Yeah, right. The other one's a little secret.
It's controversial secret stuff.
Right, exactly. We're keeping that one under wraps, so keep a lookout. But this Friday night, we actually have a brand new event, the Professor J Show does, up at Johnny Vapor's up here in Clearwater. It's on Gulf to Bay. It's right there next to Jet's Pizza. We are starting up our a brand new open mic there this Friday night.
Yes.
We're going to have our friend Devin Jones, Malice Means, as our first feature, more than likely. We still haven't confirmed that.
Is it mixed open mic?
It's a mixed mic. Yes. Yep. It's like all the other ones we do.
If I get cut, I'll be there.
Hell yeah. We're going to do it from, I think, 8 to 11 p.m. or possibly midnight. So come on out to that, to Johnny Vapors. That's our new mic starting this Friday. It'll be every other week. This Saturday, we're going to be at Java Cava Cafe for our regular open mic. I believe our feature is, Stephen Henry. That's going to be amazing, our comedian friend. Yep,
I love Stephen.
He's super
fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Never know. He might come out as his alter ego, Geranium Smythe. So you never know. You never know. Keep your fingers crossed. And then this Sunday, we're going to be back at Steve Station with the one and only Tommy Moon featuring with us. So that's going to be
the musical
good
guy
night. Yeah. So I'll be real quick with music news. I saw a headline that says
then you'll be back here in 2 weeks when Tommy Chong actually will be on the show as well.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, we'll be here for that. Yeah,
we'll be calling in 2 weeks. 30-minute interview. We're all going to give him a few questions. He's probably going to talk a lot about his life.
Oh, yeah. And real quick, I saw that Kendrick Lamar's new album is coming out. I think it's this week. It's been 5 years in the making. He finally is releasing a new album, so people are excited about that. And I saw that U2's Bono and The Edge held a concert in Kiev subway station in support of Ukraine. This happened...
Good job, U2.
I guess this must have just happened the other day or possibly today. So, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of a little song here. I guess I'll play something that... just play a simple little go-to song. Yeah, maybe just play a little Neil Young. We had fun with that last night. So, this is a thing called Helpless.
To go.
Yeah,
we're gonna keep it a little short and sweet today.
Awesome. I love Neil Young.
Yeah,
yeah, thanks.
Up top,
yeah. Right? Boom. Yeah, Neil Young's one of my favorites. I always kind of liked him more than Lynyrd Skynyrd, just personally, just with the whole Sweet Alabama thing. It's a good song, but whenever I hear Turn It Up, I go Turn It Down. Just me personally. I've heard it too many times. That's all it really is. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's play favorite joke time. So, hey, Scott, what's your favorite joke to tell on stage?
My favorite joke to tell?
Yeah, you're a stand-up. We're standing up for the news.
All right, well, I'll have to go with clap. One of my cleanest ones, though.
Okay.
I would say one of my favorite jokes is that, you know, a lot of people are into horoscopes. You know, I haven't been that into horoscopes until I learned that I'm a Taurus, and the sign for Taurus is a bull, which makes perfect sense because I've always been attracted to anybody with obvious red flags.
Oh, let's see. My favorite joke to tell could be... Do you guys ever heard of Toby Keith?
I have.
The country music star, famous country music star Toby Keith. Well, he's married to Trish Lucas. That's his wife. They've been married since like 1996. And she's really cute and all, but she's got him whipped. And she's got Toby Keith whipped bad, you know. You didn't know that she even made him change his name. It wasn't always Toby Keith.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
oh.
His name used to be Kunta Kinte Keith.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But he had to change his name, you guys, because his initials were KKK, and that's just racist. Yeah. So he had to.
Didn't you say something about to me yesterday about your parents, like your dad literally saved like a sealed copy of the entire series of Roots for one day to teach
that's
his son
another
about
story, though.
Racism?
That's a long story.
It is, but it's just funny. It's like they literally had it waiting
when I asked
in a
him what
sealed
the N-word
package.
Was, this kid called me the N-word, and I asked my dad what it was. He opened up this box. And then he pulled out VHS Roots.
Like, wow. Sealed copy.
Sealed. Cellophane hadn't been torn yet. He opened it like he was waiting this moment to teach me. Because he was like an activist in Chicago. He grew up in the country, and then he moved to the city of Chicago for 16 years. He was an actor. He was a singer. He was in plays and musicals all up and down Michigan Avenue. Well, we got a minute left here. You got anything left for us here? You want to finish us off, I guess?
Well, I had one more stand-up for news if you want to try that.
Go for it.
I got a man assembled a Lego Titanic set in under 11 hours for a Guinness World Record. Yeah, 11 hours. Jeez. And when the man was asked his trick to assemble it so fast, he said, Adderall. I mean, Adderall together as fast as I can.
Nice.
Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Oh, I'm doing this backwards. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. All right, come on back next week and listen to some more. Don't forget the 24th Tommy Chong.
Stand up for news.
Clap, clap.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.